Grace be unto you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us begin these weekend services with thanksgiving and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us this opportunity to gather around your word for these special services this weekend. We thank you for these temporal blessings you have bestowed onto us, for this church where we can gather together and hear your word preached. We cannot thank you enough for all you have given unto us. But most of all, dear Father, we thank you that you have given us this living faith where your gospel can be preached in your kingdom, and we can be refreshed in faith. Dear Father, remember those who cannot be in the hearing of your word here today, whatever the reason. Comfort them and uplift them. And give words unto your servant. And we enclose our weak prayers in that perfect prayer your Son has taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it's with joy that I can welcome everybody to these weekend services, to this dedication for our new church building. We see God's abundant blessings when we look around us and see all these escorts in faith. We celebrate this weekend because we have this church, but more importantly, that we have these brothers and sisters in faith that could be together with us and that we could hear your living word. And so I would like to welcome one and all to these weekend services. For today, I was trying to find a text for a devotion, and I was searching and looking, and I wasn't sure what I should use, but what came to my mind is how special it is that we can gather around God's Word for a weekend where we can put aside the cares of this life and we can have that comfort and that joy in our hearts when we hear that gospel preached and we hear that message over and over again on the weekend here. So I decided to, I picked a text, a short text out of Romans chapter 10, verses 15 through 17. And we will read these words in Jesus' name as follows. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. As I said in the beginning, I thought of this text because it's so special that we can be together for this weekend of services. And even though we celebrate this finishing of our church, of this temporal church, we know that it's much more important that we would be able to be thankful and hear that gospel preached, and that we would be able to have these special services. So it doesn't matter whether it would be in this building or at wherever we have gathered, but just that we would have these services and we have that joy. Paul says in verse 15, he says, And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. We know that this gospel of peace and glad tidings is that message of the gospel, that message that Jesus has indeed died for our sins. And we feel that so poor and so weak as servants when we come up here, and we feel our own doubts. But we know when we're sitting in the bench how easy it is to listen and to hear those good tidings of the gospel, and how much easier it is for us to believe when we hear that message that all sins are forgiven. And it goes on to say, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We know that we have done nothing to merit this grace gift that God has given unto us, that God has indeed chosen us. It's not through our own will or our own understanding that we have been able to believe, but it has been because God has chosen us. And if we flip back, even in Romans, Paul talks about how we are justified by faith. He says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So we know that that is the peace that we as believers have, is that peace of God comes from that gospel, that gospel that we preach. And we know the disciples even asked, they said unto Jesus, "Increase our faith." And Jesus told them that if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say unto that sycamore tree that, "Remove yourself and be planted in the sea," and it would obey. We also know that this gospel, it's our grace unto salvation. In Romans, Paul also writes, if I can find it here. In Romans 1:16, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." That gospel is not restricted to persons or nationalities, but we know that all who would believe would be saved and could hear that gospel, that it doesn't matter who we are, that we can be saved through that gospel. And we know that we cannot please God without faith. The writer to the letter of the Hebrews speaks of this. And he says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we know that with our own carnal understanding and our own portion, that we can't please God. But only through faith is that message are we acceptable to God. Only through that faith and that message of the gospel. You know, it's so nice to be able to come here for this weekend, and we feel so blessed in this congregation to be able to see so many familiar faces and escorts here in faith, and to be able to have these special weekend services. And even tonight, we can begin these services and with that joy in our heart that all sins are forgiven in the name and in the blood of Jesus, that it pays to believe, that we know that joy which they speak of is that joy of a clean conscience, that joy of being able to believe and to be among the believers. And I would like to ask also that for my own doubts and my own sin, that I could hear that gospel. It is truly good to be here, brothers and sisters, and I wish to continue believing together with you. And would like to say once again to all who have come from out of town and from the local area here that welcome to these weekend services. And I would also like to thank in advance the brothers that have come up to serve us and to preach that word to us, that it is sometimes a thankless job, I guess. Maybe, I don't know what the word is, but it's truly appreciated when you can come and serve us in our small congregation here, and when we can serve each other in joy. In Jesus' name, amen.